This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Hundreds of students are rallying at this hour on the campus of Columbia University in New York City. They're defying the school's demand that they leave a pro-Palestinian encampment and accept disciplinary action. NPR's Brian Mann is on campus.
Columbia University called on students to leave this encampment or face tougher disciplinary action by 2 p.m. New York City police are massed outside the gates, but the deadline passed and the crowd of student protesters has grown dramatically. Student Saeem Mohammed says they won't leave their tent village unless their demands for divestment are met.
I think we're going to hold our ground. We're pretty strong. I think the movement's strong. I don't see it ending.
With students refusing to budge, Columbia officials face intense pressure from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers in Washington who've labeled these protests anti-Semitic. That's an accusation students here reject. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
Student protest leaders at Columbia say it will require police force to make them leave. Ahead of the deadline to disperse, a large number of uniformed New York City police officers gathered outside campus. In Texas, police are confronting protesters at the University of Austin. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urging Hamas to accept an Israeli offer for a ceasefire in Gaza.
The most effective way to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, to alleviate the suffering of children, women and men, and to create space for a more just and durable solution is to get the ceasefire and hostages home.
Blinken speaking there in Riyadh today, where he said the flow of humanitarian aid must be increased regardless of whether a ceasefire deal is reached. The Biden administration has issued new guidelines for cities struggling with homeless encampments. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports they come as the Supreme Court is considering whether to make it easier to criminalize sleeping outside.
A string of cities and states, both Democratic and Republican-led, want to be able to fine and jail people who refuse use a shelter bed. Biden administration officials say even if that's legal, it doesn't mean cities should do it. Policing is expensive and doesn't solve the bigger problem. But when cities do dismantle a homeless encampment for health and safety reasons, the new federal guidelines offer a detailed protocol. One tip, extensive outreach to connect people with shelter and treatment. Another, provide storage for the things shelters don't allow. That's a big reason many decline them. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision on punishing unhoused people in late June. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Charlotte, North Carolina say multiple officers were shot and taken to hospitals today. Police say the officers from a U.S. Marshals task force were carrying out an investigation when they came under fire. This is NPR News. Officials in Oklahoma are calling the tornado damage in the small city of Sulphur devastating. The tornadoes that swept through parts of the South and Midwest over the weekend ripped apart Sulphur's downtown, upending cars and demolishing buildings. Officials, however, are vowing to do what's needed to rebuild. Authorities say at least four people were killed in Oklahoma. A new study finds major gaps in screening for certain cancers at federally qualified health centers. These clinics are health care safety net providers that disproportionately serve low-income patients, the uninsured, and those from racial and ethnic minorities. NPR's Maria Godoy reports.
Federally qualified health centers care for 30 million patients in the U.S. each year, or about 1 in 12 people. In the new study, researchers found that rates of screening for breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer were significantly lower for patients at these clinics compared to the general U.S. population. For example, a little over 45% of patients at these healthcare centers had received recommended screenings for breast cancer, compared with 78% in the general U.S. population. The researchers say the findings highlight the need to improve screening rates at federally qualified health centers to help reduce cancer disparities. The findings appear in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers have come to an agreement to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration for 5 years. A deal announced today would allow the FAA to hire more air traffic controllers, and it leaves out a provision that would have raised the retirement age for airline pilots. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.